This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
They're going to spend. They are. I mean, it, they're going to try to do it as hard as they can in the next 3 weeks. And then if it doesn't happen now, it's going to happen in the offseason. I'm telling you, with 100% certainty, they want to get right back in the higher echelon with all these young players getting involved. They're going to spend.
WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. That was the voice of Will Fleming, who is promising, prognosticating big things heading toward the trade deadline by the Boston Red Sox and Craig Breslow. He promised big things last time he was on the show here, Fitzy, and Raffy Devers was traded. Now he's pulling Joe Ryan out of his hat, just to pull some name out of his hat, Joe Ryan. And I always say, Mike Reese's of the world, Will Fleming's of the world, guys that are entrenched, they don't pull names out of the hat. They had a conversation with, that name popped up somewhere, somehow, and they're like, oh, maybe I should keep an eye on that guy. But I don't really care about the specifics, Fitzy. Before we get into the Fitzy Five, because I'm looking forward to this, just, I don't care about the specifics. That right there, that tone from Will Fleming, who I consider an informed insider, is what you want heading toward the trade deadline. Screw my poll. Pause.
It's a good pause.
That drop.
Good pause. Screw my poll that said only 10% of Red Sox fans believe the team is going to be aggressive or add or make the team better. Will Fleming right there is basically telling us what we want to hear. They're the Boston Red Sox. They should be involved at every trade deadline. I am so looking forward to the next, whatever it is, 3+ weeks leading up to the 31st. I'm borderline giddy. Little gullible Andy is now giddy.
Full on. Deadline. Balls on the table.
Balls on the table.
He had a couple
loud
juicy.
Loudmouth of Lansdowne. The clairvoyant of Kenmore has spoken.
He had a few juicy nuggets in there.
Oh, he
what
did.
What about Devers missing
Will Clark? He blew off Will
Who
Clark.
Says no Will, Will freaking Clark? But with Andy, with his new employer, like, for hey, I'll teach you how to play first base. I'm one of the best defensive first basemen of the last 50 years.
No.
And a franchise legend with one of the prettiest swings you'll ever see. Based on that one comment, immediately popped in my head, Devers is going to get traded again. He will be traded from the San Francisco. I'm not saying like this week or anything.
Yeah.
But he will not.
He'll run himself out of town.
Yes, he will not dig in and be entrenched as like, oh, I'm in a better place. It was all the Red Sox. They treated me wrong. They didn't communicate with me. Did you communicate to Will Clark when you blew him off, when he was supposed to be showing you how, like, this is a Devers problem. And until he realizes the Devers problem, he's going to turn into like a journeyman, transient kind of elite hitter. Go ahead.
Yeah. By the way, Joe Ryan, 29 years old with the Twins, 8-4 record, 2.76 ERA in 104 and a third innings. This kid is legit. So
on
definitely
team,
root
though,
for that.
That's true, but he's going to cost a pretty, pretty penny because
We're loaded.
Even though they're four games under 500, that's top-tier right-handed American League starter right there. And how nice would that be, Andy, to have Crochet one, Ryan two, lefty righty, like bing and boom, bada bing, let's
all
go.
All of a sudden, Abeo three, Giolito four, and who the hell? My boy
Dobbins,
Hunter Dobbins
Fitz,
five,
Bueller, Dobbins. Whoever it is, it all finds
Dobbins the house elf. Come on,
Hauk to the bullpen and send Bueller to Mars. That's a great rotation, or a much better rotation.
I love it. I love it. That's a five, but it's no Fitzy five, which is up next here right now. Let's go, Fitzy.
And now we go deep inside the mind of a mad fan.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
Where we rank him up, or is it count him down?
What the heck's going on out here?
Ah, f*** it. Doesn't really matter either way. Here's the Fitzy Five.
Fitzy Five.
That's right, Andy. Every Monday at 5:30-ish, it's time for the Fitzy Five, a list of five things from the mind of the mad fan, meself, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Usually it's something organic or germane to what we've been talking about, a big story, a big topic in Boston sports or the national scene. And I must profess that I had me a damn good time yesterday, as I spoke about in the past hour at the Savannah Bananas baseball game yesterday, as they got a who cares win against the Firefighters, but more importantly, stormed Fenway, took it over for the weekend, and gave the baseball and sports-loving fans of all ages and generations a damn good time. And it got me thinking, same thing that you actually talked about when we were discussing the Bananas in the past hour. How does this translate? How can we Savannah Bananify other sports? It seems like a daunting, if not very difficult task. Baseball perhaps was prime and ripe for it. But other people have been trying in recent years to add a higher level of uniqueness and engagement to some existing sports. So no, we're not going to pay tribute to the Harlem Globetrotters, the early ones who changed the game. And we're not going to be talking about boutique, absurd, unique sports like watching cornhole or pickleball on TV, Andy. So tonight, in the Fitzy Five, we will be talking about my five favorite alternatives to current American sports. Mm. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's begin with number five.
Geht über, da ist er! Es geht über Ayrton! Kleines, dickes Ayrton mit dem Touchdown für den
Vegas. Aber Steffe, sehr, sehr schöne Lauftechnik da. Das soll er sich sparen. Das ist arrogant.
That's right, Andy. Coming in at number five is something we've discussed previously on the program before. A German import that is now actually in an American league itself. That is American ice football. It is a five-on-five game of football played in pads, head-to-toe, a helmet, and bowling shoes on a hockey arena. One of the
waivers.
Most absurd. I'm not kidding. It's one of the most absurd watches. That was a German highlight I had to give you because everything always sounds better in German
Nein.
As well. Naja. Ja, die Klaus ein, klein, rein. That's it. It's as simple as five-on-five football. You should just, all I'm going to say is, type in American ice football into YouTube and just wait for the attempts to place kick. That's the tweet. That's a sensation. It's been going on for a couple of years right now. It's actually has broadcast rights set up for the future as well here in America. Stiz, let's go to number four. All right. That was a championship caliber putt that was made to cap off season one of the TGL. Finally, somebody was able to give us a competitive indoor golf league. You get to, is it LIV? Is it the PGA? No, it's a little bit of Top Golf as well, which of course was a brilliant cash cow of an ATM level scheme. Andy, I'm not sure if you had a chance to watch any of it last winter. They have the indoor arena down in Florida. Did you think it was fun?
I did think it was fun. It had like the green could change, like the technology.
Yes.
They moved the whole thing around, mm-hmm. which I thought that was very cool. I'll be interested to see what kind of legs it has long term.
Right.
And it was definitely unique and an initial visual with like the crowd watching right there and the team play. There was a Boston quote unquote team in that, right?
Full of golfers from nowhere near Boston.
Who never stepped foot in Boston.
Not ever, except for our pal Keegan. But yeah, so you hit into a screen. It's a golf simulator. The green changes. It's 2 hours. It's surrounded by cocktails. And people having a grand old time. And that's the idea. Keep it moving. Keep it quick. Make it a party for the people as well. TGL had a good inaugural season back this winter again on ESPN. Let's go to number three.
This much time and space, even that little window, he finds a way to split the D right there.
How about another blazing
that's
shot?
That's right. This one is for Dan Ball. Andy, what if somebody played a shortened nonstop, super fun, overtime version of professional ice hockey. Why you would have Dan Ball's dream, Three Ice. Three Ice is a professional three-on-three ice hockey league based in the United States. It debuted in 2022 and takes place during the National Hockey League offseason. One-day tournaments of 16-minute games in different cities throughout the season. That's what I'm talking about. You think an NHL game is long? How about that? A 16-minute game, nonstop three-on-three action.
I'm a big fan of that. Not only the shortened window, but I do find the three-on-three when the teams actually try and just don't hold the puck for 5 minutes very entertaining, and you get a lot of good skill and speed. So I think it brings out the best of offense in hockey when you play three-on-three.
A lot of ice.
Do they shorten the ice on those, Fitzy?
No, they play in full rinks.
Right?
No, they do. You turn and burn on those, baby.
Breakaway.
Okay.
Breakaway
city. All the better. I'm in on that.
Absolutely. I'm intrigued by it. I'm intrigued. I would watch that.
I think all of these sound like they would be fun to attend as well. Show trips. All right, number two. That's right. Ice Cube's Big Three, the three-on-three basketball tournament based originally out of Las Vegas. Their games involve former stars, celebrities. Dwight Howard's a big deal. Lance Stevenson has been a star as well. I think the Big Three has a chance eventually, if some players in the NBA get frustrated with their current contracts, playing time, etc., or if your name is Caitlin Clark and you think the WNBA absolutely sucks, why not take it to the Big Three where you can be a big star, make a lot of money, touch the ball, get a lot more action. And you know what, Andy? Once again, with fewer players on the court to focus on, shorter games, and a more celebratory party-like atmosphere, the fans absolutely love it. And that leads to, speaking of good times, cocktails, parties, and shorter games, number one.
Keith Foulke, the man who was on the mound when the Red Sox broke the curse of the Bambino, is back pitching in Fenway Park in front of the faithful. First time since 2006.
That's right. It's Banana Ball. Savannah Bananas. Banana Ball. The way that they have pioneered and tweaked the game for the kids, for the fans, for people that think baseball is too long, for people that want a more celebratory, party-like atmosphere when they go to a game. There's dancing. There's cheering. There's giveaways. There's contests. There's mayhem. There's mania. And it's all done, served on a nice, neat, affordable, family-friendly platter in 2 hours or less. Banana Ball gets it. They are Fitzy's top alternative American sports. So once again, we'll count them down. 5, ice football. 4, TGL. 3, 3 ice. 2, the Big Three. And number 1, Banana Ball. There's your Fitzy 5.
I love it. And what I think about all these, and you sort of talked about this earlier, the differentiation, the word that Vince McMahon created comes to mind, sports entertainment. These all sort of fall under the sports entertainment umbrella. Nobody goes to the Bananas to see the greatest baseball game I ever saw, competition at the highest level, the best pitcher versus
the best.
They
want to see a shirtless dude that's ripped in a cowboy hat backflip and make a catch in center field.
And they want to see something that they've never really seen before. They don't really totally understand, but they don't really care because, as you said, they're not financially, you know, draining the savings account to get there and buy a couple hot dogs. And the biggest thing I noticed with Savannah Bananas watching on TV is something you touched on earlier. You see a lot of women, grandmothers dancing, getting into it in the crowd, almost more so than what you would say the traditional, you know, 20 to 40 year old man is. Like, this is a very diverse crowd, and the entertainment factor strikes with that diverse crowd. So I think they're really interesting, and I think it's interesting that Major League Baseball is allowing them to play in their home ballparks. It's like they're embracing the growth of overall entertaining baseball as part of their future, which I think is probably smart business. They're not going to put you out of business. They're not a threat to you. They can actually help you grow the game and grow the entertainment value. So that's Fitzy 5 for this week, an entertaining look at the world of sports. And up next, we have Odds and Ends as WEEI Afternoons comes to an end here at Fenway Park.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of smoke there, yeah. You know? I think the more you hear rumors around the game, like these national writers who start putting stuff out there, whether it's a Bob Nightingale or a Jeff Passan or whomever, that stuff is not created out of thin air. They are too heavy in the outfield. They are.
That was Will Fleming just moments ago with us here on WEEI Afternoons in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio, telling us big things are coming, telling us there's a lot of smoke around Jarren Duran, who, by the way, not in the lineup tonight. And I'm not doing one of those, oh, he's not in the lineup because he could already be traded type things. My theory posed to Dan Ball here on WEEI Afternoons as we enter the odds and end portion of our program, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations, also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. I promoted the idea that maybe you're moving him out of the leadoff spot and then kind of pulling him from the lineup against a lefty just to sort of pave the way or ease the reaction if you were to trade your All-Star Game MVP from a year ago, basically saying, here, he's not the same player. He doesn't even bat leadoff anymore. He doesn't even play every day anymore. We're not trading the star from last year. We're trading what is the guy who plays this year. And then you combine that with what Will Fleming talked about. You do have an abundance of outfielders. You can just slide Roman Anthony right into left field and right into maybe the face of the organization role or future face or young face of the organization role. So Will Fleming basically just told us to be Red Sox fans again. Dream about big trades. Dream about big money, big name players coming to Boston and all those things. He flat out said they're going to spend the money. Either fill that void sort of here with a big name at the All-Star, at the trade deadline, or in the offseason. Yes, the name.
Or both.
Did you hear Kyle Tucker? That name came out of his mouth. Kyle Tucker is going to be a free agent, so you missed on Juan Soto. Get the next Juan Soto, which is Kyle Tucker. That's going to cost a lot of money. The only guy he kind of poo-pooed was Mason Miller, which was a little bit sad for me. But other than that, I loved Will
Fleming. Keep dreaming. Traffic's in a place called reality.
Yeah, well, maybe not. Yes, Dan Ball.
Quick updates from today, too. Alex Cora says Alex Bregman will be back sooner rather than later, which still leaves open the fact that he could join this weekend. And Masataka Yoshida likely, quote-unquote, back on Wednesday, so joining at the end of this particular series. So
I would love reinforcements a little Yoshida before the All-Star break, Dan Ball. That's nice to hear.
As you're looking for the Red Sox to take five out of their last seven here before the All-Star break, the reinforcements are on the way. The reinforcements are on the way for us. Christian Arcan, the host of the abbreviated Christian Arcan show, as well as the Mass Mutual pregame show, is back from, looked like a lot of boating on Lake Winnipesaukee during the holiday week. How we doing, Mr. Arcan?
Indeed it was. It's nice to be back. Nice to be talking with you guys again. Although I got to say, I was at 3 o'clock today. I was rolling on the floor laughing. I really was. Because, you know, I love my family. I do. I'd hate to ever lose them. But if I did and ended up with Sydney Sweeney at a party and everyone thinks that me and Sydney Sweeney are hooking up or whatever, don't feel bad for me. You don't have to feel bad for me in that case. Andy and Fitzy, both of you, I thought, just so morose, so sad, so down on what appears to be a pretty fun time in Tom Brady's life that I was stunned by how opposite I felt. Both
can't
of your
you tell
are.
How grotesquely jealous both of us are?
No.
You're the best, Christian.
It seemed as though you both genuinely felt bad for him. And I was wondering, and this is a question for both of you.
Yeah.
What would you pay more for? Sydney Sweeney's bathwater or Tom Brady's?
Oh, Sydney Sweeney's in a heartbeat.
No, Brady's in a heartbeat for Fitzy, and you're Andy, of course.
Sydney Sweeney. She may be overrated. She may have weird eyes, and I may not really want her bathwater, but I'd rather have her bathwater than Tom Brady's. Did we talk about whether the soap from the bathwater had a hole in it or not? Was that an urban legend? Was that a social media legend?
I believe so.
Okay, so
if the soap had a hole in it, yes.
Would you like me to move on, Stiz, and not really dive deeper into this discussion? Okay, Christian Arcand, what do you got coming up on the Christian Arcand Show?
A few minutes here. As I was telling Stiz, I have a very old promo running, so I'm going to say some real promo-y stuff here in the next 6 minutes and try and get that thing updated, as the Red Sox now are actually giving everybody some hope, and that's really all I care about. I thought at this point that we would be talking about next season. We'd be talking about blowing it up at the deadline. They've managed to stay alive long enough for this week to matter, and it matters against bad teams, so that's a good thing. We're all in a much better place than we were 1 week ago with this team, and now's the time to prove that you are what you were expected to be before the season started. I got to save all this good promo stuff. So, you know.
And if the sweep of the Nationals didn't get you excited, then hearing Will Fleming bring up names like Joe Ryan, Kyle Tucker, spending money, the Boston Red Sox being aggressive, they're going to add to the team, they're going to add to the payroll. You should be excited about that over the next 3+ weeks. But over the next 3+ hours, enjoy Christian Arcand and then enjoy Red Sox baseball. Something called Gomber will be pitching for the Rockies.
Gomber.
Against Richard Fitz as he looks
barely
to redeem himself here too. Boy, at Fenway Park. That's Christian Arcand. Stick around. WEEI Afternoons will be back tomorrow, 2 to 6. I will not be there, but Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Dan Ball and company, Stiz will be making you laugh with his drops, all that tomorrow, 2 to 6. But enjoy Christian Arcand. He's up next here on WEEI. See you. And maybe I'm an idiot for this take.
Movies are like books, but with pictures.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.